Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
Last night, Riverland, MasterChef claimed yet another victim with an elimination challenge, but I'm lucky enough to be speaking to her on the phone this morning. I've got Maya with me. Hi, Maya.
Hey there, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm all right this morning.
Yeah. Did you ever think that tarts were going to be your downfall?
Honestly, not something I'd ever thought about, but as soon as I saw the challenge, what was presented to us last night, I definitely, started to panic a little.
Yeah, it certainly wouldn't be my strong suit, I can tell you that much. But, I mean, one bad night, but you did have a big experience overall. How was your time on MasterChef in a nutshell?
Yeah, look, it was really amazing. Like, I mean, the opportunity doesn't just roll around, it's a pretty amazing thing. I was really, really grateful for my time on the show. Obviously, cut a little bit shorter than what I would have liked, but absolutely amazing experience.
Yeah. Oh, good. And tell me, what something I like to ask, because I watch MasterChef and I'm not a great cook myself, but I see what you guys do and I think, oh, I couldn't whip that up just casually on a Thursday evening. So what's a normal night of cooking in your household?
Oh, like honestly, like I've been cooking a little bit for like flatmates and things like that. But it's honestly, it really depends what the night is. I definitely don't, cook anything extravagant, like, all the time. Like I'm not doing this every single night of the week. It's just every now and again.
Yeah. Okay, makes me feel better then. So tell me, Maya, what is next for you? What's your big plans?
I'm hoping to get started on my food dream and sort of channel the positivity from the show. I've got this old retro Airstream trailer that I picked up in the States quite a few years ago.
Yeah, cool.
I'm hoping to convert that to a kitchen of some form, but I need to sort of iron out the, some of my plans. I haven't 100% decided on how this is going to work yet, but I've got a vague plan.
Yeah. We've got a base to start with now, I suppose. You've done your MasterChef. Do you think you'll be in touch with some of the other contestants? Because I know a lot, the ones I've spoken to in the past have said there's such a friendly atmosphere when you're on set and on the show.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think we all just get along. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, definitely. I think we all just get along so well. Like, it's 100% true. Like, behind the scenes, everyone's like, really great mates, and there's not one person there that I don't get along with. It's it's just a really, really good, really good atmosphere.
Well, I am glad to hear that. And look, MasterChef continues tonight, Riverland, on Channel 10. Maya, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries at all. It was a pleasure.
Good luck with your future endeavours.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. Bye.